Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 25, 1805. Backtracking up the river. Today, the party loads their gear and proceeds up the river in search of a place to cross to the south side in order to see if the area is fit for winter quarters. This route upstream reminds the men of the struggle up the Missouri, and today the wind is so high they cannot cross anywhere near their previous campsite. Captain Clark writes a brief entry about the day.
The wind being high rendered it impossible for us to cross the river from our camp. We determined to proceed on up to where it was narrow. We set out early, accompanied by 7 Clatsop, for a few miles. They left us and crossed the river through immense big waves. We dined in the shallow bay on dried pounded fish, after which we proceeded on near the north side of the Columbia, and encamped a little after night near our encampment of the 7th instant, near a rock at some distance in the river. Evening cloudy. The winds of today is generally east-southeast, which was a very favorable point for us, as the highlands kept it from us. Mount St. Helens can be seen from the mouth of this river. Captain William Clark, November 25, 1805.
The shallow bay where they dined was Gray's Bay. The encampment was at Pillar Rock. In Clark's field notes, he mentioned that they saw Mount Rainier, but in the transcription to the journals, he wrote Mount Hillians with the strange spelling of H-I-L-I-A-N-S. If it was Mount Rainier, he was seeing the highest point in Washington, named after Admiral Peter Rainier of the British Navy by the explorer Vancouver in 1792. Monday, crossing the river.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.